A weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 96 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Tonight, slight chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 70. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 98. Mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA recently added sorghum to its food buying guide for child nutrition programs, the primary resource used by school food service directors to build menus that comply with nutrition requirements. The move represents a major step forward for sorghum, a nutrient-rich, high-protein, gluten-free grain. Norma Ritz Johnson, Executive Director of the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, said the inclusion of sorghum in the food buying guide, monumental win for sorghum producers as they continue to look for new ways to market the crop. She said the pivotal move in the efforts to increase the visibility and ease of use among food service professionals, the industry is excited, she said, to deliver on its nutritious whole grain on the plate of American school children. The last several weeks, the commodity markets have seemed to be looking for direction. Could one reason be China? And are they ready to get back in the buying mode? Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics.
Not yet. In fact, they're in the middle of one of the worst property bubbles they've seen probably in 25 years. We all remember several months ago, Evergrande Group being in the news, Ken, and that was in the central government news. And you know, that's roughly about $300 billion in U.S. dollars that they had liabilities and were on the hook for. Well, that bubble has popped. About 3/4 of Chinese developers, it's been reported now, have missed completion and handover deadlines on properties. And now there is a huge, around 80 cities by last count, a huge movement by developers and mortgage borrowers to revolt against paying their mortgages. And the Chinese government, central government, is very well aware of it. But not only do they have this zero COVID policy, they also have a massive property issue, real estate bubble that is popping before our eyes. And it's a true concern I have.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Two Kansas men appeared in the Pawnee County District Court Tuesday for a preliminary hearing on one count of felony theft of property worth between $1,500 and $25,000. That's according to Pawnee County Attorney Doug McNett. Ruben Lopez Luperciero, 42, and Axel Elian Gomez Saldana, 24, both of Larned, are accused of stealing 11 heifers. Evidence presented at the preliminary hearing indicated an investigation was opened after a state cattle brand inspector recognized feedlot finished heifers attempting to be sold at the La Crosse Sale Barn on December 10th of last year. A man has submitted a plea and has been convicted after an investigation found that he had molested two children over 7 years. According to the Leavenworth County attorney, 36-year-old Terrence Lee Dozier Jr. pleaded to and was convicted of two counts of aggravated criminal sodomy. Dozier is expected to serve between 312 months and 351 months. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
In Sedgwick County, a man was taken to the hospital following a motorcycle crash at 47th Street South near Woodlawn Wednesday evening. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office was called out to the area around 8:15 p.m., where they found a man in his 40s unresponsive. Lieutenant Tim Forshee with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said the motorcyclist was westbound on 47th Street South when he left the roadway and was ejected. Neither speed nor alcohol are believed to be involved in the crash. The Sheriff's Office said the man was not wearing a helmet. Horton Police have asked residents to keep an eye out for a firefighter's missing saddle. The Horton Police Department said on Wednesday a local firefighter had responded to a call when a box that held a horse saddle slid out of the bed of his pickup. HPD said the box was missing around Sturton Trucking and El Cazador Mexican Grill and Cantina. If anyone has information about the missing saddle, you should call 785-486-2694. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said a man was shot and killed on a boat at Branched Oak Lake Tuesday night. Sheriff Terry Wagner said 42-year-old Benjamin J. Case of Lincoln was partying on his boat with four friends near the marina when a man walked from the dock onto the boat. Sheriff Wagner said the man fired two shots with a handgun, which killed Case. Sheriff Wagner said there was a struggle between some of the people on the boat with the gunman, and the four people jumped into the water to escape. The Lancaster Sheriff's Office said the other four people on the boat were not hurt. Authorities are still conducting interviews and have not released a description of the suspect. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. And the Northwest Community Action Partnership, along with the Food Bank for the Heartland, will hold a mobile food pantry in Alliance on August 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Senior Center. This is a drive-through only pantry. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance in-person voting at the county clerk's offices for the August 2nd primary is now open, and requests may be made through July 26th for mail-in ballots, which are due with a return postmark by Election Day. In Marshall County, the clerk's office will be open 8 to 6 Monday through Fridays for advance voting. Among local contested races, John Unger is challenging incumbent Barb Kiekhafer for 1st District Marshall County Commissioner on the Republican ticket. There are no local contested races in Washington County. The Washington County Clerk's Office is open for advance in-person voting Monday through Fridays 8 to 5. The Value Them Both Amendment is expected to create considerable interest and will be decided at the primary, as well as a number of state and federal positions. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week met with representatives of the county health insurance provider. The current plan will remain in place, with a life insurance benefit increasing from $15,000 to $25,000, with voluntary elections of dental, vision, and additional life insurance available to employees at their expense, with premiums eligible to be deducted from payroll pre-taxed. The motion was approved, unanimously approving a $139,000 bid from Masonry Construction for repointing the north side of the courthouse, which will begin this year, to be completed in 2023. Planning and Zoning will have a public hearing at the August 16th meeting at 7:30 in Gage County. There will be a hearing on the change of language, and we'll have further discussion on solar. City of Seneca Planning Commission will hold a public hearing Thursday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall regarding the ban of commercial utility-grade wind energy systems within zoning jurisdiction of the city, which extends 3 miles outside city limits. At present, commercial wind towers are allowed on a conditional use basis in areas identified as transitional ag. Traffic through Washington this week will be complicated by highway construction, which began on U.S. Highway 36. The county fair, running Wednesday through Saturday, will bring extra traffic, and Washington is playing host to the state Pee Wee Baseball Tournament, continuing Thursday and Friday evenings. Designated parking has been marked at the ball field adjacent to the fairgrounds, and fair parking Friday may spill over into the pit area at the racetrack. The Washington County Fair is underway through Saturday. Judging and shows are planned Thursday with an RC Derby Thursday evening at 7:30. On Friday, livestock judging contest is at 1, the livestock sale Friday evening at 7. Dueling pianos entertain Friday evening at 8:30. On Saturday, the activities include a moto rodeo. The parade Saturday evening begins at 6, just one parade this year Saturday evening, followed by the watermelon feed and pedal pull, plus Luke Christensen in concert at 9, wrapping up the Washington County Fair. We'll have conversations with the 4-H youth from their pre-fair judging held at Lynn earlier this month throughout the day Thursday and again Friday, plus live reports beginning in the 3 o'clock hour Thursday and Friday on FM 95.5. AM 1570, FM 94.1. Todd A. Carter, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private family service and burial planned at a later date in Iowa. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Todd Carter. Jean K. Weirs, age 79, of Diller, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jean Weirs. Services for Billy D. Larkin, age 79, of Tumble, Texas, who passed away February 8th, are planned this Saturday, July 23rd at 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Bill Larkin. James Jim L. Swim, Sr., age 91, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service next Friday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation next Thursday, July 28th, 10 to 9. Family will greet friends 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jim Swim, Sr. Peggy M. Anderson, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, August 6th at noon at the Waterville Community Center. Private interment at a later date. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Peggy Anderson.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road to Marysville High School Auditorium on July 22nd, 23rd, or 24th for the performance of The Wizard of Oz. Watch as the Marysville Area Community Theater brings the most beloved tale of all time to life on stage. Follow Dorothy and her three friends on an epic adventure in the clever retelling of this classic story. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults, $9 for seniors, and $5 for students. See The Wizard of Oz Summer Musical, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Marysville.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your county commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for County Commissioner, Kathy Unger, Treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today before a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight, reaching the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout the day on Friday, a slight chance for some showers early on, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. More showers will be possible throughout Friday night and clearing up on Saturday, and more showers possible Saturday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 70, and the record low, 54. Sunset this evening at 8:50. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17.
Sometimes your lawn can benefit from a drought. We will tell you why today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 21st, the 202nd day of the year. Writer Ernest Hemingway was born on this day, and the world's coldest ever measured surface temperature was recorded on this day in 1983. That's right, in July, it was 126 below zero in Antarctica. No one likes to see their lawn turn brown, but a spell of hot, dry weather can actually help you spot underlying problems. If your lawn doesn't turn uniformly brown, but develops circular or crescent-shaped spots, you may have summer patch. Clumps of green grass mixed in are called frog's eyes. Poor rooting is usually the cause, often the result of sod being laid over poorly prepared soil. You can't repair it right now, but come fall, the recommended cure is dethatching, aerating, and overseeding. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more lawn and garden help at almanac.com.
Brides-to-be, Diane's Dresses, etc., and Why More invites you to the biggest sale yet. Shop designer gowns drastically reduced with prices starting as low as $199 with over $350 on sale. But hurry, appointments are filling fast. Book yours today. Call Diane's Dresses at 402-645-3168 or online at dianesdressesetc.com.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The 2022 season has yet to begin, but that isn't stopping new head coach Jerome Tang adding to his future. Didi Ames, the four-star guard from Kenwood Academy in Chicago, announced on his social media that he's heading to Manhattan to play for the Wildcats. According to 24/7 Sports, he had other offers from Illinois, LSU, Maryland, Miami of Ohio, Michigan State, Nebraska, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, and Western Illinois. Devin Neal and Deuce Vaughn are being recognized for a prestigious award. The Doak Walker Award showcases the national top running back in college football each year. It's the second straight year Vaughn has been on the list, and just the third Wildcat to do so, as Darren Sproles was a finalist in 2003 and Daniel Thomas was a semifinalist in 2010. As for Neal, he's the first Jayhawk to be named a preseason candidate for the award since James Sims in 2013. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit over 9th.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Shocker softball shortstop Sydney McKinney is joining the USA Women's National Team for the upcoming Japan All-Star Series. McKinney is the first Wichita State Shocker in program history to join the team. They will play a three-game series from August 6th through 9th in Fukushima, Yokohama, Japan. The offseason has been busy for McKinney, who's playing for Team Alliance while also earning a silver medal at the Canada Cup as a member of Triple Crown Colorado. Emporia State's Brendan Van Dyke is signing a professional contract with CD Aguila San Miguel in El Salvador. Van Dyke averaged 7.3 points, 4.9 rebounds, and one block per game in 21 games this year after undergoing his third career knee surgery early in the season. The two-time All-MIAA performer led the conference in block shots per game, and he's the fifth Hornet to sign a professional contract since 2019. Van Dyke is heading to a team that went 11-8 overall and 15-5 in Liga Mayor play. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Legion baseball team finishes the season 15-15 with a loss in zone tournament play earlier this week to Seneca 10-8. Marysville Junior Legion team advances to the state tournament in Great Bend next week, beginning July 27th. Annual Shrine Bowls in Pittsburgh Saturday evening. Trenton Talley of Centralia and Zach Kramer of Nemo Hall Central are on the East squad for the Kansas Shrine Bowl.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now is what I'm doing. The negatives come in from our Kansas City plant for me, and then I do the process and make the printing plates for the machines that does the printing on the outside and inside of the envelope. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits. My husband and I, we liked living in Marysville, and Marysville's a really good community to live in. And
Tension Envelope is now hiring. Head on over to their website, tensioncorp.com, to see their open positions and applications.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
A thoughtful plan or a few changes in your current design can help reduce your workload and improve the beauty of your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Avoid the temptation to plant perennials and shrubs closer together than the tag recommends. You'll have greater impact in shorter time, but more work in the long run as you dig, divide, prune, and remove overgrown perennials and shrubs. Do a bit of research before planting to help you select the plants and planting strategy that best meets your needs. Keep in mind some perennials grow quickly, self-seed, and need frequent dividing, while others, like peonies, do not. Properly space plants to reduce future maintenance. Fill in the vacant spots with annuals until the perennials reach their full size. This is a good strategy for shrubs as well. Cramming too many shrubs into a small space for quick results means you'll be pruning often and removing some of the plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Home City Fun Fest is July 30th. Fun starts early with 9 a.m. registration for the scavenger hunt and kickball tournament. Fill your afternoon with a cornhole tournament starting at 4 in the city park. Contact Jessica at 785-562-7817 for registration. All day excitement with face painting, bounce houses, karaoke, food, and a beer garden. Plan to fill your Saturday with fun at the Home City Fun Fest, July 30th.
Cy Brenner was an American soldier captured by the Germans and held in a POW camp. He was fearful his captors would learn of his Jewish heritage and execute him on the spot. That's what he believed was about to occur. But what unfolded was a story straight out of a spy novel. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
There were two guards in charge of Cy Brenner and the men in his barracks. He vividly remembers an encounter with those men in the wee hours of the morning.
One night in the middle of the night, I felt a hand go over my mouth while I was sleeping, and he whispered, "Barry, just don't make any noise. Nothing's going to happen to you." And all of a sudden, I says, "Oh, they found out I was Jewish."
They marched him out of the camp. He thought he was going to be executed. Instead, they gave him some unusual instructions.
They said, "You're going to come to a house. When you come to a house, knock on the door, and a lady will answer. Don't ask her what her name is. You're just to call her Lady. And she will tell you that your name is Kokomo, and she will tell you what to do." And that's what happened.
A woman in her mid-30s answered the door.
She said, "Follow me. I'm going to take you down to the cellar." I got down in the cellar, and there I saw a radio across the cellar. She said, "Pretty soon we're going to hear what's going on in the radio."
It was a broadcast from the BBC.
She said, "Now there's going to be a message for you." I said, "For me? Nobody knows I'm here." She says, "Well, they know you're here." And she said, "I'm going to tell you pretty soon." She said, "The next message is for you. Remember that."
That message and what he was instructed to do is next time as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
The decision to cut down a tree isn't always an easy one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much work is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape as you're living the country life?
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The decision to take down a tree is easy when it's dead, but sometimes a tree that's still alive has overstepped its boundaries or become a nuisance, making that decision a bit harder. We had an ash tree that lost several huge branches during a storm. Combined with the threat of the emerald ash borer, we decided to put the poor thing out of its misery. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says trees are planted for a specific purpose, such as shade, to frame a house, or break the wind. If the function and or aesthetics have changed or it's become diseased, those are reasons to cut it down.
Additionally, one of the things I see as a reason to cut a tree down is the location. If it's kind of planted in a location where it doesn't have enough room for the roots to grow and the tree starts to die back as a result of it, you're probably not going to be able to create more space for the roots to grow. So you're in kind of a no-win situation in that regard.
When there is serious flooding, water erodes soil around the roots, making the tree's root plate unstable. Leaning trees are an imminent fall hazard and should be removed. Every state has regulations for tree maintenance. For example, branches can't be within a certain distance of power lines, and utility companies are required to cut them back.
Well, if they have to come every 2 or 3 years to cut that down, you're into a situation where eventually you're not going to be able to maintain it. Or if there is quite a bit of droppage of debris from the tree onto the patio or into the gutters, again, you have to really make that decision. But those are some of the things to consider. What is the maintenance and how much is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape?
Learn more about when you should cut down a tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect delight, visions of rapture now.
worst on my side. Angels descending ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song.
Daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike, like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right, like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys for the life well remembered. Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
A tax provision that allows family farms to pass easier to the next generation. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The term stepped-up basis refers to the tax treatment of inherited assets, allowing an heir to place a current value on an asset, like a farm, that was acquired many years earlier, which could limit or eliminate the capital gains tax. There have been recent attempts to get rid of the provision, and that could be a real problem for anyone who hopes to take over the family farm, like Jocelyn Schlichting.
The land values have increased so rapidly, and there's several generations of deferred gain now. If I have to take that tax burden in my generation, I will be forced to sell off so much land that I can't begin to farm.
Schlichting returned to her family's Rice, Minnesota potato farm 5 years ago.
The retiring farmer, all of their assets are tied up in this business and into the land. So even for me, trying to come into an established farm, I need to come up with the capital for my dad to retire, basically. And it's really hard to do through conventional banking. So I think government programs are going to be an absolute necessity to making sure family farms can transfer to the next generation and even attracting new farmers into the industry.
Schlichting appeared in the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Kyle's Service Center invites everyone to come out July 20th through the 23rd. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA events, exhibits, and great food, the tractor pulls, and much more. From all of us at Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City, proud to support our community. Smith Auto invites everyone to come enjoy the Pawnee County Fair July 20th through the 23rd. There will be many entertaining events, including 4-H exhibits, tractor pull, carnival rides, and more. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Farm Credit Services of America has recently reported an uptick in land values in the states of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming overall over the past 12 months. And Tim Cook, FSC America's Executive Vice President of Business Development, says the widest gains so far have been from the state of Iowa.
Those, based on our metrics, are in the 30 to 35% increase range. As we look at the same results for Nebraska, we show about a 25% increase over the prior 12 months ending June 30th of 2022. Now, if we look a little more recent, the last 6 months, so the first half of 2022, still showing gains across all of those markets, but at a much less amount.
He goes on to say the demand is being driven by producer profitability and other aspects in the market.
Amount of available real estate to sell, the whole supply and demand approach to that, and demand has been really, really strong. In some markets, we've seen really good supply, and in others where it's been a little tighter market, that's where we've seen even a few higher sales.
In areas where the demand or value is flat or even decreased, such as western Nebraska, the main issue is drought, which Cook says tends to constrain optimism, but he says another factor could be the interest rates and profit margins overall.
You know, the other thing I think we want to pay particular attention to is what are profit margins doing in agriculture? Crop prices remain very strong from just a pure price perspective. But with the inflation and input costs, increasing interest rates, we are seeing those margins start to tighten. However, I would be reluctant to not call out that overall profit margins, we think, are probably going to remain positive for 2022.
He goes on to say that producers anticipate significant increases in cash rents coming up this fall. With the first 6 months of 2022, Wyoming saw an increase of near 22.4%. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
We know it's hot outside in July.
So Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is cranking up the cold.
Hard.
Cash.
Aggressive rollovers and cash drawings every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And that's just the beginning.
Saturday, July 30th, someone will win a brand new Jeep Cherokee and
aggressive rollover
with a minimum of $16,000.
It's a grand total of more than $100,000 in cash this July.
Plus, our indoor water park is always 72 degrees.
Don't get beat by the heat.
Come win cold, hard cash.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The third International Sustainable Agricultural Intensification and Nutrition Conference took place recently in Cambodia. The only United Soybean Board director that was there was Nebraska's Greg Grieving. He presented about U.S. soy's productivity and sustainability, including the use of conservation practices, as well as U.S. soy's role in global food security. Along with those topics, they sat down with Cambodian farmers to discuss aquaculture and soy opportunities in their country.
Well, the aquaculture sector in Cambodia is a up-and-coming growing market there because of the amount of water that they have over there, and they are really trying to adapt to farm-raised fish. And so there's a lot of technology that has went in there through USB and the American Soybean Association, and WISH has been there also showing them the technology, and they are converting over to this technology. Instead of making homemade food for their fish that they're growing, they are learning that they can get a pelletized or a floating fish crumble that has a lot of soybean meal in it, and they are finding out that the fish are growing at a more rapid pace, and they are able to bring the fish to market sooner. So therefore, they are going to be able to do their aquaculture more efficiently.
Grieving also had the chance to meet with researchers, industry professionals, and students to discuss options for sustainable agriculture while fueling economic growth. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Organic matter is a critical component of soil function. Know how your soils stack up with the Soil Conditioning Index on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Is your operation moving in the right direction in terms of soil health? An analysis called the Soil Conditioning Index can give you a peek into the future. Kevin Kuhn is a resource conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says this is a tool that predicts the consequences of cropping systems and tillage practices on soil organic matter. It analyzes three factors.
It looks at a biomass component, so that's really looking at how much carbon are we putting back into the soil. It looks at field operations. When we think about organic matter breakdown, it's affected by the temperature, moisture, oxygen, and field operations affects that oxygen. When we till that soil, it oxidizes it, and it reduces that organic matter in that soil. And then the third factor it looks at is erosion.
He says a computer system will generate the soil conditioning index number, which ranges from a positive one to a negative one. A negative value means organic matter levels are predicted to decline under that production system. If the value is positive, organic matter levels are predicted to increase. The results are shared with the landowner, and together they'll discuss management practices that will have the most influence on improving the score.
The first one is long-term no-till. When we can get a long-term no-till system in place, that's going to decrease our soil loss. It's going to increase our infiltration, increase our soil structure. We're not going to be aerating that soil, so we're going to keep that soil in place.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Soil Conditioning Index at agriculture.com.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Been pretty consistent on the board. Not a whole lot of movement throughout the day today. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. Still mixed, but mostly lower in the grain markets with corn and soybeans down. Wheat markets slightly higher on the day. Livestock started off mostly lower, and we're seeing still mostly lower on the board right now. In the corn market, things not a whole lot of movement throughout the day. September corn's down 8.5 cents right now at 583 3/4. December corn's down by 8.25, sitting at 581 3/4. And the wheat market, mostly higher there. September KC wheat's up 7.5 cents to 878 even a bushel. December up by 6 3/4 to 884 1/2. In the bean market, mostly lower here overall. August soybeans down 24 cents to 1425 even. September's down 26 1/4 cents to 1324 1/4. In the meal market, mostly lower here as August meals down $2.10 to 434 30 cents. September down by 320, sitting at 403 30 cents. In the oil market, August soybean oil's down $1.01, sitting at 59.02. September's down $1.14 at 57 $2.68. Cotton market mostly lower here overall as October cotton is down by 99 cents at 99.39. December's down $1.03, sitting at 91.78. And the oats market is kind of mixed on the board. September's down 7.25 to 4.70 1/4. December is in the green a penny to 4.56 even. In the livestock market, mostly lower here. Overall, live cattle for August unchanged right now at 135.75. October is down 52 cents at 140.80. In the feeder cattle, August also down 30 cents at 177.52. And the lean hogs are in the green slightly by $1.77 to 116.65. U.S. dollar index for September down 5 pennies at 106.89. We have 30-year bonds for September in the green by a point to 139.26. And 10-year notes up at 118.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
With cybersecurity becoming more and more of a hot topic in agriculture, it's important to understand how to best protect farm data. From Kansas State University, I'm Samantha Bennett with Agriculture Today. Terry Griffin, K-State Cropping Systems Economist, discusses the importance of protecting data on the farm.
I worked with a group of attorneys who are largely in departments of agriculture economics at other land-grant universities and did some searching, and we wrote a paper that became publicly available in 2019. And as of then, and I believe it to still be true, that there is no state or federal laws that kind of govern this idea. And so the attorneys in this paper would suggest that, well, it's not something we can copyright. And it doesn't follow patterns that would allow us to do protections like patents or trademarks. And the paper was published in Drake Journal of Agricultural Law. Actually, Ellickson was the first author on that. We do make some suggestions to farm operators on how they can protect farm data.
Not only does Griffin detail that producers need to be taking protecting farm data into their own hands, but he also describes actionable steps to do exactly that.
One is treat it like a trade secret. In order for the courts to view something as a trade secret, then the person who controls what they want to be a trade secret must treat it as such. And that doesn't mean that they can just say it's a trade secret and move on. They've got to go to great lengths. You know, a classic example is the formula for Coca-Cola. Only a handful of people can access it, and it's safe. And they had to go through some great length. And it doesn't have to be those types of severe, extreme examples. But, the farm operators do need to treat it as a trade secret.
According to Griffin, additional measures of protection might include the use of non-disclosure agreements and regular password changing.
They suggested in this paper to have employees sign non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, maybe change passwords quarterly. Working for a university, we're sort of forced to change passwords every 90 days, I believe. We've got to change our passwords. Something like that would need to be instated at the farm level as well. And make sure that if an employee leaves, that all of their connections to farm data have been stopped. Again, passwords changed and that kind of thing. So there are some actionable things that farm operators can do to protect data if they want to show that it does have value, it, you know, in the hope that they would be considered a trade secret.
With tips on how to treat farm data as a trade secret, that was K-State Cropping Systems economist Terry Griffin. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.